This is KXLL Juno, Annie B. in the afternoon here with the Bad Tenants, who are playing tonight at the Rendezvous on their way to the Haynes Fair. How's it going?
Yeah, it's
going
good.
Fantastic. Very
thanks
sleepy.
Thanks for having us.
Oh man, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
Excited for some more live music in Juno. In the studio, we got Casey, who's one of the rappers, also does some brass.
Matt sings,
raps, and plays sax.
That's me.
And Gabe does turntables and also raps.
True.
Very true. Shooting got it right.
Bunch of hip hoppers in here.
Yeah, Alaska style.
So tell me about your music. You combine a lot of like blues, but also hip hop and brass instruments. How did you get started creating the sound?
We all grew up with our own versions of musical backgrounds, and Matt and I grew up playing in band. I was a jazz trombone player before I ever got into lyricism. Matt was a blues guitar singer forever, and Gabe's been just DJing since he came out of the womb, I think.
Yeah, came out with two tables.
Yeah.
It was a painful birth.
Yeah, kind of got together we kind of came together about 5 or 6 years ago at this point and weren't really doing anything musical and kind of just were as simple as like, yeah, let's do it, and we've been going strong ever since.
Now, you were here a few years ago for an event. Tell me about that.
We were here exactly 4 years ago?
Four years
ago for the Pork Fest. We tried to figure out what it worked for every 4 years, like quadrennially. I think that we're going to coin that one.
We're going to go with that.
Probably one of the worst hangovers I've ever had in my entire life, but it was a lot of fun, and we did we brought in some money for a good
parties.
Cause. Juno parties. Too hard for this old man. But let's see if I can temper myself this time. But it was a lot of fun. It just low-key, and I like the city a lot, too.
So it's Pork Fest 2 tonight.
Yeah.
Pork Fest 2, 4 years later.
It
does actually have a reason for that name.
Tell me more. Say it one more time.
Pork Fest. It benefits the Uganda Rural Community Support Foundation that trains local farmers to learn how to farm sustainably. And this one specifically has a focus on pig farms. So we're raising money for the pigs tonight. There's going to be a live pig at the show this evening.
This one's for the pig.
Get down with the pig.
Live pig, photo booth.
Yep.
All
There's
kinds of
raffling. We're raffling sweet prizes.
A pig that takes photos, it's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. We're going to teach him English.
Right on. So tonight the show is at the Rendezvous. Mm-hmm. Doors at 8:30. Music at 9 o'clock. There is a cover. It's $10, but goes to good cause. Brings good music to Juno.
Yeah.
And we're going to play another song from you guys.
Let's do it.
This one is called Let Him Burn.
Ooh.
Mm.
Can you guys tell me a little bit about this track?
Let's talk about that track.
Let's talk about Let Him Burn.
It's got Matt playing the slide guitar to kind of back the instrumental behind it. It's a little bit about learning your lessons the hard way, which we seem to be very good at.
Mm.
and you know, the repercussions, but the carrying on with it regardless.
Now, do you guys, when you perform it live, do the guitar samples live, or is that pre-recorded?
We've got the DJ running. Gabe runs it through the turntables when we're out on the road. Unfortunately, you know, we had some baggage limits, so we could only bring so many instruments with us on the plane. I think the fellow this morning who checked us in was a little bit ready to cut us off as we were going through. So we didn't bring the guitar this time, but we got lots of live instruments going on throughout the set.
Awesome. Well, look forward to seeing you guys tonight. And they are actually playing the Southeast Alaska State Fair main stage at 11 o'clock Saturday.
True story.
Followed by a P-bar closing out that
night.
Late night show.
And tomorrow in Skagway, too, for fun.
Oh, yeah. Red Onion.
Gotta do it.
Do it big.
All right. This is Let 'Em Burn.